you have to be willing to step into the unknown. It means that you have to step outside the familiar self. So there's this kind of model that says, here's the old self, and here's the new self. And there's a gap between the two. And when we no longer think, act, and feel in the same way, all of a sudden we start to feel uncomfortable. We start to feel unfamiliar. It starts to become unknown to us. And most people, the moment they step outside of the old self because they're no longer making the same choice, they don't feel like themselves any longer. So the first thing they do is they make the same choices that to produce the same behaviors, that create the same experiences, that produce the same emotions, and they say, this feels comfortable. Well, it feels familiar. The person, the maverick, who's willing to step out into the unknown, that unknown is the perfect place to create from. Because only in the unknown can you create something new. And if you and I can become comfortable in that unknown place, then the best way to predict the future is to create it from that unknown place. Now, when people start crossing the river of change from the old self to the new self, because they're no longer thinking, acting, and feeling in the same way, there is literally a biological, a neurological, a genetic, a chemical death of the old self. And this dark night of the soul, this unfamiliar place, is the true value, the true step towards developing a new self. So then if we're leaving the old and we are creating the new, then the next most important question is, well, if I'm going to create a new self, what thoughts do I want to think? What behaviors can I plan? And as you begin to image and rehearse a new way of being, you're changing your brain and body neurologically and biologically. That's the neuroscientific model of mental rehearsal. And as we begin to remind ourselves who we no longer want to be, and we remind ourselves every day of who we do want to be, there'll come a moment where we begin to silence the circuits in our brain that are connected to the old self and inhibit the chemicals that reaffirm the same identity, and then begin to fire and wire new circuits in our brain that begins to install the neurological hardware that begins to create a level of inspiration where we start seeing new possibilities. We see a new landscape, we see a new horizon. And that person who crosses the river of change then all of a sudden has new opportunities in their life. And they're seeing possibilities that they never saw before. And the doors begin to open in their life. They begin to notice, wow, I'm so glad I got fired from that old job, because I would have never thought of living in China or traveling back and forth to Beijing and selling this product there. I never would have thought of opening a market in South Africa, whatever it is for the person. But they weren't thinking about it as their old self. They only can see it as their new self.